And now it's time for another episode of Ask Reverend Chattermancer with your host, Reverend Chattermancer.
Sister Mistress of the Obvious asks, "My most irreverent reverend fellow, I have two questions for you, and I am wondering if they are somehow connected, although for the life of me, I have no idea why they would be. Maybe you can shine a light for me. 1. How can the average person enjoy a family get-together while relatives drunkenly engage in political discussions without becoming a drunken person engaging in said political discussions oneself? And 2. How can one make a Nigerian pygmy goat's vociferous bleating become something more melodious and enjoyable for one to listen to at 5 a.m.? For some reason, I feel like the solution to these two things might actually correlate, but I just can't put my finger on it. Without more whiskey, that is. Won't you help me, Chattermancer?" Well, now those are some interesting questions. For the first part, my suggestion would be to avoid any social engagement with the drunken politic talkers, such as sitting down anywhere near them. Do not play games with them, because that is just an avenue that they will use to draw you in into their insipid conversation. What I would suggest is perhaps busying yourself with the preparation of food and drink, preferably something loud like mashed potatoes or margaritas that require a blender of some sort, something that makes a lot of noise, and so that when they come and try and draw you into their conversation, you can say something along the lines of, "I cannot hear you, this blender is on too loud." Now, this might help with the second question, where, as we all know, Nigerian pygmy goats make those bleating noises at 5 a.m. in the morning because they are hungry, and if you have spent time the previous night preparing food that they might be able to eat, then when they start their bleating, you can just chuck some of that right out the window at them, and that'll shut them right up. So I think that's the first thing you should try, is, you know, feeding them. Thank you for your question.